This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. An upper level ridge will continue to give dry and mild weather across the Columbia Basin. Areas of fog will continue to be a concern in the morning hours, especially near rivers and streams. You can plan on temperatures today through the middle of next week to average close to normal. The ridge will weaken and then rebuild early next week. So, in addition to the drier than normal conditions for early to mid-November, the impacts from this pattern are light winds and atmospheric inversions, which will limit smoke dispersion. Smoke from any kind of burning activity will likely linger and reduce visibility. Pastures and winter wheat should be able to make moderate growth and development with temperatures getting into the 50s each day. Soil temperatures are holding in the upper 30s and lower 40s and will likely show little change into early next week. Now, you may have already heard, but when the ridge is rebuilding early next week over the western states, a massive trough, which is part of what is being called the polar vortex, will take shape from the Rockies to the east coast and bring record cold for many areas. As of earlier this week, Iowa, Minnesota, the Dakotas, Wisconsin, and Michigan had less than half of the corn crop harvested. Now, for the Columbia Basin, it appears mostly dry weather is at hand through the third week of November. Field work, late harvest, and farm-to-market transport should all benefit from this weather pattern. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.